This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks to a gift from one of its former faculty members, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith will be able to fund dozens more full-ride scholarships to its students well into the future. The estate gift of nearly $11 million comes from Miles Friedman, a chemical engineer and soybean farmer. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek was there for the announcement yesterday, and she has this report.
We went to kindergarten together.
That's Deanna Friedman, the wife of the late Miles Friedman, who, thanks to his gift, is now the namesake of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Honors Program.
Then we went to separate grade schools, so we didn't meet again until junior high. And we were both in band, and I actually fell in love with him in the eighth grade. And we dated all through high school, and he was smart, and I tried to keep up with him.
It would be a while before Deanna and Miles got back together again. But when they did, they got married and stayed that way for 27 years until Miles passed away a year ago.
Oh, he never stopped learning. He never stopped learning.
Miles Friedman graduated from Fort Smith High School and attended Fort Smith Junior College, the precursor to UAFS, before heading to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology to study chemical engineering, which Deanna and many others tell us wasn't what he expected.
The courses in college weren't as difficult as he thought they would might or hoped they might be.
Friedman also attended the University of Missouri, where he later taught. But eventually he came back home to teach at West Ark Community College, the next step in UAFS's evolution from Fort Smith Junior College to what it is today. And Deanna Friedman says now her husband will always be part of whatever UAFS becomes in the future.
It's a great honor for me to know that he will be remembered in the place where he was born and lived most of his life, you know. And he's going to share his talents and his resources with the deserving students that are coming up. And he was very interested in that the desire for future learning.
And many at yesterday's announcement, like Ann Thomas, the interim chief development officer for the UAFS Foundation, agree the $10.8 million estate gift is a game changer.
From the foundation's perspective, obviously this transforms the honors program. But the fact that it came from someone who went to school here when it was Fort Smith Junior College, that left, had an incredible education at other universities, but decided to come back here and that this is where he wanted his philanthropy to make a difference is incredible.
That philanthropy, Thomas says, will go toward helping students who have the same desire for learning that Friedman had.
We generate earnings, spendable earnings off the endowment. And so every year that endowment will produce earnings that we are able to allocate for scholarships. A portion of those earnings are reinvested into the endowment, so it will continue to grow every year and will begin to, you know, become even larger as the years progress.
Thomas says all those funds will be added to the Miles Friedman Scholarship Endowment that Friedman established at the university before he died. Since then, UAFS has awarded 20 scholarships in his name. Now, thanks to Friedman's latest gift, Thomas says they'll be able to triple the amount of students who get scholarships every year.
When it's fully funded and it produces approximately $400,000 a year, if we were to look at awarding all full-ride scholarships, it would be approximately 60 full-ride scholarships annually.
Dennis Seiler says the impact of what that will mean for future UAFS students is impossible to fully comprehend right now.
I'm the director of the Miles Friedman Honors Program, and that's the first time I've ever said that whole sentence out loud.
The Honors Program started in 2012, which means two classes of students have graduated since then. Seiler says they accept less than 40 students a year.
And so this will allow that scholarship to be funded into the future way beyond my time here and, you know, and who knows how long. In addition to that, it creates a ripple effect across the university because that money comes from a source which is earmarked and designated for students who have 27 or higher ACT scores. Then that frees up other scholarship monies for other students who need scholarships as well.
And Ann Thomas says Miles Friedman's gift isn't just going to change students' lives. It's going to change UAFS and the community that surrounds and supports the school.
It's almost a opportunity that we haven't even thought through when that time comes. And we have approximately 60 merit scholarships to award. how do we want to leverage those scholarships? It's so large, we haven't even fully kind of wrapped our brains around that. But I think as an institution, we can take a look at how do we want to recruit merit-based students, and then when those students come to UAFS, to think about the impact that that will have on our campus and our region, to bring in 60 new merit students annually. That's huge, especially for the community of Fort Smith, you know, where we don't have a large campus community as it is.
The gift from Miles Friedman is the third largest to the university and the largest made by a single individual. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Ahead, Antoinette Grajeda explains how bikers from Harrison are inspired this week to raise money for those in need as Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue begins. That report in just a few minutes on this Wednesday edition of Ozarks at Large.